is speaking to reporters shortly after meeting with South Sudan's President Salva Kiir in Juba on Wednesday. Dagalo said Sudan will continue to offer support to the peace partners in South Sudan to enable them to fully implement the peace deal. Dagalo commended South Sudan's leaders for progress made in reconstituting the National Legislative Assembly and establishing state governments, but need to do more to implementing the agreed-to security arrangements, which he calls important during this phase of implementation.
We have been assured that the joint forces are going to be graduated, and this is a positive news, and hope that their graduation should not delay anymore, because we want to see the second batch go for training as well. As one of the guarantee countries, we shall be monitoring this development more closely through the different joint committees.
Dagalo is urging South Sudan's peace partners to recommit themselves to fully implementing the peace deal as the only means to guarantee stability in the country. He says a stable South Sudan will mean a stable Sudan as well. Sudan and Uganda are guarantors of South Sudan's peace deal signed in September 2018 in the Ethiopian capital Addis Ababa, which provides 36 months of a transitional period followed by a national election at the end of the period. It has been nearly 3 years since the agreement was signed, and yet several key provisions have yet to be implemented. South Sudanese officials have repeatedly said the government lacks funds needed to implement the deal. President Kiir recently said the sanctions and arms embargo imposed on the country by the United Nations Security Council have slowed implementation of the peace agreement. He also said the country is unable to graduate the joint forces due to a lack of weapons. Tut Galwag, President Kiir's security advisor, who also heads the Peace Implementation Committee, announced Wednesday that the joint forces will graduate shortly after Eid al-Adha, but did not say whether or not all forces would be armed.
We have directed all the military committees in accordance with the directives of the President of the Republic that the graduation of the joint forces who are currently under training will commence immediately after the Adha Eid, and we expect that the second batch of the trainees should commence immediately in accordance with the agreement.
Despite the challenges that lie ahead, Galwak insists the parties are fully committed to implementing the peace deal.
We are certain in our stance that the peace implementation is going on well. All parties are optimistic about the lasting peace in the country.
Chapter 2 of the River Talais peace agreement requires the parties to form a unified army in South Sudan. The first group of forces has been at training centers around the country for nearly 2 years. For VOA News, I am Michael Atit in Khartoum.